time we get to the 1700s, the population from here has moved away down to the Ness. Not just because that's where the work is, and of course the work was coal mining and mercantile work on the ships. That's why even today you can see anchors and coal hewers' pick marks on these stones here. But the population had moved down there, not merely to find the work or to be nearer the work, but because the people who lived in the house no longer wanted a population living in their back garden. There was a time when they needed them, both for defensive purposes and to do the chores of working in the grounds. But that had long passed. Peace had come to Scotland, and therefore they wanted these people out of the way. And so this became a deserted village, like so many others up and down the country. Once again, like Carradine and Airth in our own area. But you can still see the marks on the ground where the streets lay. Some people say that the base of the Antonine Wall, which is a stone base, the wall itself was built of turfs, but the stone base running right through that direction there was actually used by the people as the main street of the town, with houses and things built on either side. This building was used then as a private kind of chapel for the family, and in 1745 it was occupied by Hanoverian redcoat soldiers of the British Army up here to fight against Bonnie Prince Charlie. And after the defeat of the redcoats at Falkirk in January 1746, they either deliberately or accidentally set fire to the roof of this building. And the consequence, as you all know, of losing the roof of a building, that's the beginning of the end of the building. And what's happened subsequently is, of course, that bits have been robbed away to be used for other purposes, and other bits have simply fallen down, and they're in lying about the vicinity here. So the Church of St. Catherine, the remnants of it, there is a legend, and once again we're back in the Dark Ages, that Kinneil, the parish of Kinneil, was founded by Saint Serf, who's one of these the kinds of saints we can never be quite sure about. It's like Falkirk's supposed to have been founded by Saint Modin, and the record shows there were 13 of them, you know. So so how many Saint Serfs there were, we don't know. But we're told that Saint Serf came here, he founded a little church, but his main object was to get across the River Forth to found a mission to the southern Picts who were in that vicinity. And it says that he took his staff and he went to the edge of the water there, and he said, "Wherever my staff lands, I'm going to found my mission." Now, can you believe this? His staff sailed all the way across the River Forth and landed in Couris. And now he was either the Olympic javelin champion of 590 something, or it's all just the usual piffle, you know. But it lends colour to the story. Anyway, Saint Serf is the man given, according to some of the chroniclers, as the man who first came to the spot we're standing on to bring Christianity at the time that it was radiating out of Iona following the mission of Saint Columba there. So we're talking really about the 6th, 7th century sort of period. It may have been even earlier, you know, because St. Ninian from Whithorn did actually come up in this direction from Whithorn diagonally across the country, heading in up through St. Ninian's, heading towards the north of the river as well. So, you pay your money, you take your chance. We've got some solid evidence right in front of us there. Now we're going to go back into history a bit more, back towards friends the Romans.